The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, and Peter Woodthorpe. Episode 8, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The Voice of Saruman.
Gandalf the White, once more you come in the hour of need, unlooked for.
Unlooked for? I said I would return and meet you here.
But you did not name the hour, nor foretell the manner of your coming. Strange help you bring.
Strange?
To cover bare hillsides with a mighty forest. You are mighty in wizardry.
The trees. That is no deed of mine. It is not wizardry, but a power far older. A power that walked the earth. Ere elf sang or hammer rang, ere iron was found or tree was hewn, when young was mountain under moon, ere ring was made or wrought was woe, it walked the forests long ago.
And what may be the answer to your riddle?
If you would learn the truth of the trees that walk the earth, you should come with me to Isengard.
To Isengard? But there are not now enough in the mark to assault the stronghold of Isengard.
We go to a parley, not a fight. I wish to speak to Saruman. And since he has done you great injury, it would be fitting if you were there.
But I cannot leave without tidings of Eomer. He was not with us in the Hornburg.
Fear not for Eomer, Lord. He comes to greet you.
Hail, Lord of the Mark.
Welcome, sister son. Now that I see you safe, I am glad indeed.
And Gimli, bloodied and bandaged, but still on his legs.
42, Master Legolas. Alas, my axe is notched. The 42nd had an iron collar on his neck. How is it with you?
You've passed my score by one. But I do not grudge you the game, so glad am I to see you.
But you have missed a wondrous thing, Legolas. The caverns beneath Helm's Deep. Immeasurable halls filled with an everlasting music of water. No dwarf could be unmoved by such loveliness.
You make me regret that I have not seen them. Come, let us make this bargain. If we both return safe out of the perils that await us, we will journey for a while together. You shall visit Fangorn with me, the greatest and oldest of forests, and I will come with you to Helm's Deep.
You have my promise.
But now we must leave behind both cave and wood.
Whither are we bound, Gandalf?
To Isengard. We must ride swiftly.
But tarry a little. My men are weary with battle, and I am weary also. Alas, my old age is not feigned, nor due only to the whisperings of Wormtongue.
Then let all who are to ride with me rest now. We will journey under the shadow of evening.
I thought we were making for Minas Tirith. What is this, Isengard?
A fair city once, built in a circle like a vast shallow bowl. Once it was green, filled with avenues and groves of fruitful trees.
The trees no longer grow in Isengard. Since Saruman took the city, it's become dark and hard. Marble and copper grow there now. Iron wheels endlessly revolve and plumes of vapor steam from the vents. The fair ring of Isengard is like a graveyard of the unquiet dead.
And in the center stands the citadel of Saruman, the tower of Orthanc, Mount Fang.
Once wise men watched the stars there. Now Saruman has shaped it to his own shifting purposes. Aping the might of Sauron in his dark tower of Barad-dûr.
And this is the iron stronghold we are making for. A handful of battle-scarred men on weary horses.
Trust to Gandalf, Gimli. There was laughter in his speech when he spoke of the riddle that would be answered in Isengard.
Behold, the towers of Isengard.
They are beaten into the dust. The gates are cast down, the walls broken. It is as if the great sea had risen in wrath upon the city. Only the Tower of Orthanc remains, and no sign of any living creature.
Oh, no, my lord. There seem to be two people taking their ease and feasting amidst the rubble of Saruman's stronghold.
One of them is breathing fire.
Welcome, my lords, to Isengard. We are the door wardens. Meriadoc, son of Saradoc, is my name.
Pippin, son of Paladin of the House of Took, at your service.
And have you no greeting for your companions?
Gimli!
Legolas!
You rascals! You woolly-footed and woolly-pated truants! A fine hunt you've led us. 200 leagues through fen and forest, battle and death.
And here we find you feasting and idling and smoking.
And where did you come by the weed, you villains? Hammer and tongs. I'm so torn between rage and joy that if I do not burst, it will be a marvel.
Where is Saruman?
The Lord Saruman is within the tower, but at the moment he is closeted with one Wormtongue. Or doubtless he would be here to welcome such honorable guests.
Doubtless he would. And was it Saruman that ordered you to guard his damaged doors and watch for the arrival of guests? When your attention could be spared from plate and bottle?
Our orders came from Treebeard, who has taken over the management of Isengard. He commanded us to welcome the Lord of Rohan with fitting words.
So these are the last ones of your company, Gandalf. Are they not the halflings of legend that some among us call the Hobbiton?
Hobbits, if you please, Lord.
Hobbits, then. I had not heard that they spouted smoke from their mouths.
That is not surprising, for it is an art which we have not practiced for more than a few generations. It was Tobold Hornblower of Longbottom in the South Farthing who first grew the true pipeweed. And that would have been... Let me see now. Yes, that would have been about the year 1070.
You do not know your danger, Theoden. These hobbits will sit on the edge of ruin and discuss the pleasures of the table or the small doings of their fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, remote cousins to the ninth degree, if you encourage them with undue patience. Come, we must perform the task for which we came here and pay a visit to Saruman. Dangerous and probably useless, but it must be done. Those of you who wish may come with the Lord Theoden and myself, but beware.
I will come. I wish to see him and learn if he really looks like you.
And how will you learn that, Master Dwarf? Saruman could look like me in your eyes if it suited his purpose with you. And are you yet wise enough to detect all his counterfeits? Well, we shall see. I shall order the Ents who are guarding him in his tower to remove themselves from sight. So perhaps we shall persuade him to come out.
What's the danger? Will he shoot at us and pour fire out of the windows? Or can he put a spell on us from a distance?
The last is most likely. If you ride to his door with a light heart, where there is no knowing what he can do or may choose to try, a wild beast cornered is not safe to approach, and Saruman has powers you do not guess. Beware of his voice. Saruman? Saruman? Saruman, come forth!
He will not come.
Who is it? What do you wish?
I know that voice, and I curse the day when I first listened to it.
Go and ask Saruman to come down to us. Since you have become his footman, Grima Wormtongue, and do not waste our time.
What is it that you want? Why must you disturb my rest?
Will you give me no peace at all, by night or day?
Like Gandalf, and yet unlike.
Such gentleness, such benevolence.
But come now, two at least of you I know by name. Gandalf, I know too well to have much hope that he seeks help or counsel here.
But you, Theoden, Lord of the Mark of Rohan, why have you not come before, and as a friend? Much have I desired to see you, mightiest king of Western lands, to save you from the unwise and evil counsels that beset you. Is it yet too late? Despite the injuries that have been done to me, in which the men of Rohan, alas, have had some part, still I would save you from the ruin that draws nigh inevitably if you ride upon this road which you have taken. Indeed, I alone can aid you now.
the words of this wizard stand on their heads. In the language of Orthanc, help means ruin, and saving means slaying, that is plain. But we do not come here to beg.
Peace, I do not speak to you yet, Gimli, Glowin' Sun. Far away is your home, and small concern of yours are the troubles of this land.
But it was not by design of your own that you became embroiled in them. And so I do not blame such part as you have played. A valiant one, I doubt not. But I pray you let me speak first with the King of Rohan, my neighbor, and once my friend. What have you to say, Theoden King? Will you have peace with me, and all the aid that my knowledge, founded in long years, can bring?
Lord Theoden, hear me! Now we feel the peril that we were warned of. Have we ridden forth to victory, only to stand at last amazed by an old liar with honey on his forked tongue?
If we speak of poisoned tongues, what shall we say of yours, young serpent? But come.
Heomer, Heomer's son, to every man his part. Valor in arms is yours, but meddle not in policies which you do not understand.
Duh.
The friendship of Saruman and the power of Orthanc cannot be lightly thrown aside. You have won a battle, but not a war. And that with help on which you cannot count again. But my lord of Rohan, am I to be called a murderer because valiant men have fallen in battle? If you go to war needlessly, for I did not desire it, then men will be slain. Speak, Theoden King. Shall we have peace and friendship, you and I? It is ours to command.
We will have peace. Yes, we will have peace. We will have peace when you and all your works have perished, and the works of your dark master to whom you would deliver us. You are a liar, Saruman, and the corrupter of men's hearts. You hold out your hand to me, and I perceive only a finger of the claw of Mordor, cruel and cold. What will you say of the children of Rohan, who lie dead at Helm's Deep? When you hang from a gibbet at your window for the sport of your own crows, I will have peace with you and Orthanc.
Gibbets and crows! Don't urge! What is the house of Aeol but a thatched barn, where brigands drink in the reek, and their brats roll on the floor among the dogs? Too long have they escaped the gibbet themselves. I know not why I have the patience to speak with you.
But you, Gandalf, for you at least I am grieved, feeling for your shame. How comes it that you can endure such company? For you are proud, Gandalf. And not without reason, having a noble mind and eyes that look both far and deep. Even now, will you not listen to my counsel?
What have you to say that you did not say at our last meeting? Or perhaps you have things to unsay.
Unsay? Unsay? I endeavored to advise you for your own good, but you scarcely listened. You erred, I think, misconstruing my intentions willfully. I fear that in my eagerness to persuade you, I lost patience. And indeed, I regret it. For I bore you no ill will. And even now I bear none, though you return to me in the company of the violent and the ignorant. Gandalf, are we not both members of a high and ancient order, most excellent in Middle-earth? Much we could still accomplish together to heal the disorders of the world. For the common good, I am willing to redress the past and to receive you. Will you not consult with me? Will you not come up?
He will go, and we shall be lost.
Saruman! Saruman, you missed your path in life. You should have been the king's jester and earned your bread by mimicking his counselors. When I last visited you, you were the jailer of Mordor, and there I was to be sent. Nay,
The guest who has escaped from the roof will think twice before he comes back in by the door. Nay, I do not think I will come up. But will you not come down? Listen, Saruman. Isengard has proved less strong than your hope and fancy made it. Your servants are destroyed and scattered. Your neighbors you have made your enemies, and you have cheated your new master. Or tried to do so. When his eye turns hither, it will be the red eye of wrath. And I have the power to protect you. You may leave Orthanc free if you choose.
That sounds well. Very much in the manner of Gandalf the Grey. So condescending and so very kind. There are conditions, I suppose. What do you mean by free?
To go where you will, even to Mordor, Saruman, if you desire. But you will first surrender to me the key of Orthanc and your staff. They shall be the pledges of your conduct, to be returned later if you merit them.
Later! Later! Yes, when you ought to have the keys of Barad-dûr itself, I suppose, and the crowns of seven kings, and the rods of the five wizards. Do not be a fool. If you wish to treat with me while you have a chance, leave behind these cutthroats that dangle at your tail. Good day!
Come back, Saruman!
And he obeys like a whipped cur.
I did not give you leave to go. I have not finished. I am not Gandalf the Grey, whom you betrayed. I am Gandalf the White, who has returned from death. You have no color now, and I cast you from the Order and the Council. Saruman, your staff is broken! Go!
Calipers of Rohan, go back to your huts!
Look out!
What is it?
Looks like a stone ball. I'll go and get it.
The murderous rogue!
A parting shot from Master Wormtongue, I fancy, but ill-aimed.
But he may have other things to cast. If that is the end of the debate, let us go out of stone's throw at least.
It is the end. Let us go.
But what will you do with Saruman?
Nothing. I do not wish for mastery. He will be devoured if the power of Sauron stretches out its arms to Isengard. Strange are the turns of fortune. I must speak with Treebeard. Will you come with me, Theoden, King, to see the answer to my riddle?
Boom. So Saruman would not leave Orthanc. I didn't think he would. His heart is as rotten as a black horn's. Still, if I were overcome and all my trees destroyed, I wouldn't come while I had one dark hole left to hide in.
No, but you have not plotted to cover all the world with your trees and choke all other living things. But there it is. Saruman remains to nurse his hatred. He has the key to Orthanc.
But he must not be allowed to escape.
Indeed, no. Ents will see to that. Saruman shall not set foot beyond the rock. We shall not tire of watching him.
Pippin! Pippin! What has happened?
I don't know. He was sitting alone looking at the thing Wormtongue threw down.
The thing Wormtongue threw down? Let me see. A palantir. Oh, how could I have made such a blunder? There can be few treasures in Orthanc more precious than this which Wormtongue threw at us. But what harm has the lad done to himself and to all of us? Pippin, do you hear me?
Tell Saruman that this dainty is not for him. I will send for it at once. Do you understand? Tell him that.
Peregrine too. Come back.
Gandalf. Gandalf, forgive me.
What have you done?
Forgive me. But I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. I looked into the ball and I saw things that frightened me.
What did you see?
I don't want to think about it.
You must. tell me?
I saw a dark sky and tall battlements and tiny stars. It seemed very far away and long ago, yet hard and clear. Then the stars went in and out. They were cut off by things with wings, like bats, but very big. I thought there were 9 of them. One began to fly straight towards me. It had a horrible... No, I can't say.
Tell us.
Then he came. He did not speak so that I could hear words. He just looked. And I understood.
So, you have come back. Why have you neglected to report for so long? That is not Saruman. Who are you?
And what was your answer?
Oh, I didn't want to tell him anything. But it was as if he was pressing me very hard. And I couldn't stand it any longer, and I said I was a hobbit. And he laughed at me. It was like being stabbed with knives. And then he said...
We shall meet again soon. Tell Saruman this dainty is not for him. I will send for it at once, do you understand?
And that was all?
That was all.
Then rest for a while, if you can. Soon you must come with me on a long journey.
How is Pippin?
I think all will be well. He wasn't held long, and hobbits have an amazing power of recovery, but we have had a narrow escape.
At last we know the link between Isengard and Mordor and how it worked. Much is explained.
Maybe I have been saved by this hobbit from some grave blunder. If I had probed the stone, I should have been revealed to him myself.
Has not the time come for that?
Not yet, no. There remains a short while of doubt which we must use. The enemy, it's clear, thinks that the stone is still in Orthanc, and the hobbit, and he does not know which hobbit, is held captive there. That dark mind will be filled now with the voice and face of the hobbit and with the conviction that he is the ring-bearer. It may take some time before he learns his error, and we must snatch that time. Will you, Aragorn, take the Orthanc stone and guard it? It is a dangerous charge.
Dangerous indeed, but not to all. Now my hour draws near, I will take it. For this assuredly is the Palantir from the treasury of Elendil, set here by the kings of Gondor.
Receive it, Lord, in earnest of other things that shall be given back.
Nazgul!
The messenger of Mordor!
He's looking for me!
No, Pippin, no. He wasn't looking for you. It's 200 miles from Sauron's Tower of Barad-dûr to Orthanc, and even a Nazgul would take a few hours to fly between them. But Isengard is no place to linger in. I will ride ahead to Minas Tirith at once with Peregrine Took.
Open ways are safe no longer. Tomorrow I shall make for the cover of the hills.
The storm is rising. I shall away with Pippin on Shadowfax. Farewell. Follow fast. Tall ships and tall kings, 3 times 3. What brought they from the foundered land over the flowing sea? 7 stars and 7 stones and 1 white tree.
What are you saying, Gandalf?
I was just running through some of the rhymes of lore in my mind.
Oh, I've never heard that one. What are the 7 stones?
The Palantiri of the kings of old. The name meant that which looks far away. The Orthanc stone was one.
And it wasn't made by the enemy?
No, nor by Saruman. The Palantiri came from beyond Westerness, from Eldamar. The Noldor made them.
What did the men of old use them for?
To see far off and to converse in thought with one another. In that way, they long guarded and united the realm of Gondor. The Palantiri were forgotten, save for the rhyme I spoke. The Palantir of Orthanc must have withstood the storm of time. Alone, it could do nothing but see small images of things far off and days remote. But this was not enough for Saruman. Further and further abroad he gazed until he cast his gaze upon Barad-dûr. then he was caught.
What's Barad-dûr?
The stronghold of Sauron in Mordor.
Mordor. I wonder if Frodo's reached there yet. I wish I had a Palantir to see if he's all right.